This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Get well live. This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This show is about you. It's about your health and your life. So if you're struggling with your health, I'm here to help. If you're doing really, really well and want to do better, I'm here to help. Well, I have questions about your health. Hear your on-air personal success stories. You applied some of these foundational health principles provided on this show, and your life and health have been empowered and transformed, and we want to hear from you. Maybe you've lost some weight, begin recovering from a certain health challenge, or simply have a better outlook on life. If you're a little better today than you were yesterday, then give us a call. We want to hear from you. Remember, when you share your story, you give people hope, and hope is some of the best medicine anyone could ever have. Let me know what's going on with your health by giving me a call, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go with Ernest. Hi, Ernest. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Doc, for taking my call.
Sure, Ernest.
I'm having problems with my knee.
All right.
Both of them, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
It started about 10 years ago. I run up and down some steps carrying paint, and it got me. And somebody put me on cod liver oil. And after... I'd already been to a chiropractor about 12 times, but it just helped me for that little while. And then I started on that cod liver oil, and it seemed to help me quite a bit. But now then, that's 10 years later, it's coming back. Of course, I stayed off of the cod liver oil a little bit, and I'm not taking it like that I did back then.
Right.
And I've had, cortisone shots in both knees, and then in my left knee I had 5 shots put in, one a week.
5 shots?
5 weeks,
okay.
I had that done twice. One last winter, and again, 4 weeks ago I got my last shot in it.
Okay.
But, I don't know. I'm walking on it, and all my doctors tell me to do is like you've been doing. So, I thought maybe you had some magic formula. If you don't, well, give me one of them pills for the old people.
Well, you're not old. You're still young. And the key is with joint health, knee health, shoulder health, hip health, whatever we're looking at with joints, you have to eliminate inflammation from the body. One of the first things we need to do, and the cod liver oil is great. You know, that's why it was helping, but it's not everything. You have to really make some changes in your life. The things you're eating every day, Ernest, are going to make a big difference in your joint health. And one of the best things you can do, literally, is change your lifestyle habits. And so, you know, I know exercise and moving is important. It's important for all of us. And I know that it's hard to do that when your knees are grinding and popping and not feeling too great. So one of the first things I would do is I'd get my book, Empowering Your Health, and I'll get started on the anti-inflammatory diet that's in there. And real simple to follow, very easy to do. And, you know, what I would do is get started with that. It's very simple. 3 meals a day, which you're probably eating now, and you'll do a simple thing of eating equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then good healthy fats. And healthy fats are the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s like almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, and things of that nature. Let's go to Ebony. Hi, Ebony. Welcome to the show.
Hey, I was calling because I was looking forward to finding some relief from my ear pain that I've been having for almost a year and a half.
When did it start? It started a year and a half ago, but what caused it? Do you know, did it come out of nowhere, or did you have an injury?
No, actually what I believe that started causing me, I became pregnant, I want to say a year and a half ago, and like, I want to say almost 6 months throughout my pregnancy, I started having like, hooting noises in my left ear. And after I started having the hooting noises in my left ear, I started to have pains as well, like, and they kept telling me when I went to the doctor, there's no ear infection, we don't see any signs of anything being wrong. But at the same time in my pregnancy, they had, diagnosed me as having protein in my urine, but they couldn't even tell me what was wrong there as well. They said it could be signs of preeclampsia, but they wasn't sure because they said I didn't have any high blood pressure or anything, and I never showed anything like that. But I know that after I had my baby, it went away, and then it came back, not only with the hooting noises, but the aching and the pain, and like, even when I get water or any mist or any kind of thing in my ear, it won't drain out by itself. And, like, I went to an ENT. They can't tell me anything. They keep saying everything is fine, nothing is wrong. But I know something is wrong, and I just...
Yeah, you know, yeah, no one knows your body better than you. That's the body. Always remember that when you're talking with physicians. We all do the best we can, but at the end of the day, you, when it comes to symptoms, mm-hmm. you know your body better. You know, diagnostic testing is great. It can show so much, but... when you say there's something doesn't feel right, you got to stand by that. So, so it feels like it feels like it won't drain, right?
It feels like it won't drain, and then it makes the hooting noises, and then it even has like the pain. You know how I guess it's kind of like an earache, but it's not an earache to a certain extent. I don't know how to explain that.
Only no, it's okay. I get it. Only on one side.
It can travel from both sides. It go from side to side. I know that's weird,
it's not weird at all. Let me explain a couple of things to you. The body, the way that it functions, you've got three sides to it. You've got the mental side and the chemical side and the structural side.
Okay.
And this is why all three sides of the health triangle are really important. The mental side, brain chemistry, neurotransmitters, subconscious mind. Then you've got the chemical side. That's your body chemistry, how your heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, how all of those kind of systems work. And then you got the structural side. That's the bones, the muscles, and the nerves, and how well they function in the body as well. Well, the reason that's important is because when you're dealing with anything within the ear, and you've done everything you can, whether it's antibiotics or whatever, you've ruled out the potential of a bacterial infection or any type of viral infection, fungal infection, whatever, then you've got to look at the structural side, because at the base of the neck, the first bone in the neck is called the atlas or C1. And there's nerves that come out of there, and it goes into those areas. There's a couple of nerves that actually go in and connect with the ear canal. And if there's something that's not right in the base of the neck, sometimes working in that area, you can go to a DO, which is an osteopathic physician. And by working in that area, it actually, in moving around, there's some instrumentation that can be used to move that area around just a little bit. They'll do some x-rays, and they'll check it and see exactly what's going on in that area. And they can figure out if there's a neurological component to it. And sometimes there can be, or even muscular component that can be pulling that bone out of place, causing irritation to the nervous system in that area. And that can be causing what you're feeling. Very, very, I've seen that several times clinically. So I would actually go to a DO, that's an osteopathic physician, and ask them to take a look at that. Usually they can go in and do some x-rays and some testing and figure out what's going on. But that's the move that I would make and see what kind of results. So go see a DO. That's the kind of doctor you want to see. And get back to me. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening. The show is Diagnosing Hope, one caller at a time. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. If you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, I've got good news for you. You can lifestyle your way out and get well.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
That's 888-283-7272. I'm Health and Lifestyle Coach. You're listening to the show that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining me on the program. If you need a new prescription for your life, then make an appointment with me right now. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Kick this segment off and go with Doyle. Hi, Doyle. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Thank you for taking my call. I was calling on behalf of my sister. She just turned 56, and she was diagnosed with colon cancer back about a couple of months ago. And they tried to take it out, and it was attached to her pelvis, and it stayed 4, and it spread to her liver. And she's also a diabetic, too. And I was just trying to find her a way, some food, some antioxidants to eat, like a juice or something that wouldn't go against her diabetes. And I bought this book at the bookstore, Eating Well Through Cancer. And I can't think of the name of the author, but I thought maybe that you could give me some kind of a regime or something like it that would help her fight off this. She's had 2 chemos, and so in the last 2 weeks, she's had, and they're trying to shrink it where they can go back in and take the cancer out, where they can get it. It's attached to her pelvis, and I'm just trying to see if I could, not go against her diabetes, not help one and go against the other.
Well, I think that let me tell you this. What I'm going to tell you as far as her lifestyle choices and things that she should do, whether it's cancer or diabetes, is all one and the same, meaning that you want to do the same protocol, similar anyway, to her lifestyle choices, the things that she's eating every single day, the water that she's drinking, the things that she's doing to make her health better is going to be the same whether you're dealing with diabetes or cancer. So one is going to help the other. Does that make sense? So the things I'm going to tell you, it's not going to go against anything that she currently is dealing with or she has a challenge with, but it's only going to help everything. So you have to look at cancer for what it is. Cancer is abnormal cells. You've got good cells and you've got bad cells. Cancer, bad cells. And so every single day the body is regenerating. And that means that every day old cells are dying off, new cells are forming. And so understanding that just at a real common sense level, the things that we're doing every single day to our bodies, we're either enabling our bodies to make good new healthy cells or we're enabling our bodies to make bad cells. And based on the things that we put inside of our bodies every single day, whether it's the food that we eat, the water we drink, the stress that we go through, the rest that we get or don't get, is going to determine how well our bodies are going to function. So that's where she is. And remember, for her, and really for anybody for that matter, food is the greatest drug we have. And so changing her lifestyle choices, regardless of the fact that she's in stage 4 with cancer, is going to give everybody peace of mind. It's going to give her peace of mind because she's doing everything she can every single day to make her body better. And when you're fighting against something like cancer, which is difficult enough, she needs to make sure that she's doing everything she can. And it gives you peace of mind, too, because as you're walking through this with her, that she's fighting and she's doing everything she can. So let's talk about that. In my book, Empowering Your Health, there's a diet plan and there's a way of eating, I like to call it. And it's called the anti-inflammatory diet, reducing inflammation in the digestive tract. That's the first thing you want to do, whether you're dealing with arthritis, fibromyalgia, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, whatever it might be. Because when you reduce the amount of inflammation in the body, especially in the digestive tract, then you're allowing the body to function better. You're allowing it to perform better. You're allowing it to get rid of the inflammation that's causing the body not to regenerate good, new, healthy cells. That's the first thing you want to do. Real simple to follow, too. It's not a lot of difficult things for her to eat and to choose from. These are things that are going to be very easy for her. So the things that she can eat are, you know, she'll want to stay away from grains, cow's milk, dairy. So I would stay away from wheat products. Now, I know right now she's probably eating some of those. So, you know, breads, pastas, cereals, crackers, those sorts of things, they can stimulate too much inflammation in the digestive tract for where she is right now. So I would come off of those for at least 8 weeks, and but there's plenty of foods that she can eat. Plenty of, you know, lean quality protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, eggs. The carbohydrate sources she'll want to choose from, low glycemic in the form of fruits and vegetables, which will give her those antioxidants that you're talking about and give her other things that she needs, essential vitamins and minerals and anti-cancer properties. You know, things like broccoli have huge amounts of anti-cancer properties in them, in the foods alone. Her healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, like the almonds and walnuts and cashews, these things, avocados, cod liver oil, all of those highly anti-cancer, but they're also beneficial in building up the body. So yes. It's about getting a good foundation.
Yes. Well, I was, I was going to get her our juicer and just, you know, put, like asparagus, carrots, stuff like that, but I didn't know if it had any sugar in that, that it would go against her diabetes.
No, it would not do that. And I'll tell you, that's not a bad idea. You know, the Juice Man juicer is fine. Is she handle food right now? Is it okay for her to eat, or has she lost her appetite yet?
Well, she's taking some kind of chemo that it's a new chemo that's come out, a new medicine that she, the day of her chemo, she has to eat everything or drink at room temperature. She wears gloves. She can't put her hands in the refrigerator or nothing, or
right.
It's like frostbite.
Okay.
And she has to drink everything room temperature. And she don't have much of a, like the first few days, she comes home with a pump. That lasts a couple of days. She
sure.
stays up for 5 hours. They send her home with a pump, goes back a couple of days, takes it off.
Okay.
And about a few days, she eats a little bit, like drinks water and eats a few vegetables, stuff like it. But she don't have much appetite during that time.
All right. What I would do is I would do the juicer, and I would do fruits and vegetables. I would follow the principles of the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book, and also get as much food in her as possible. You can do protein-type shakes. You want to use a whey protein that is antibiotic-free, hormone-free, but you want to make sure that she's getting high-quality nutrients. Broccoli seed extract, these two are very good for her. Broccoli seed extract, you can get these at a health food store. And then also adenosyl cycobalamin, a version of B12. Adenosyl cycobalamin. Just remember the A version of B12. Both of those will help her walk through this process. Talk to your oncologist and see if she can keep high levels of vitamin C as well. Thanks for the call, my friend. Questions about your health? 888-283-7272.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is pushing for a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill. Republicans on Capitol Hill think the price tag is too high. Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We're not looking to split the package. That is not a proposal from the White House. I talked to the president about it this morning. That is not what our focus is or our intention is.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress has to spend more on security.
We will probably need a supplemental for more security for members when the enemy is within the House of Representatives.
A reporter asked Pelosi to clarify the statement.
It means that we have members of Congress who want to bring guns on the floor and have threatened violence on other members.
She didn't name any members of Congress, but freshman Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene has liked Facebook posts calling for violence against Democrats. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Some parents have become extremely frustrated over having to teach their children virtually. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
A parent in Virginia is apparently losing his patience regarding local schools being closed because of the coronavirus pandemic. In a video that has gone viral on social media, the father can be seen addressing members of the Loudoun County, Virginia school board.
You're a bunch of cowards hiding behind our children as an excuse for keeping schools closed. You think you're some sort of martyrs because of the decisions you're making when the statistics do not lie that the vast majority of the population is not at risk from this virus. The garbage workers who pick up my freaking trash risk their lives every day more than anyone in this school system. Figure it out or get off the podium. Because you know what? There's people like me and a lot of other people out there who will gladly take your seat and figure it out. It's not a high bar. Raise the freaking bar.
Schools in Loudoun County have been closed for in-person learning since March. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Cicely Tyson, the actress famous for Sounder, the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman, and the woman of Brewster Place, has passed away. The cause and circumstance of her death was not disclosed. Cicely Tyson was 96 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Greatest wealth. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Thanks for joining me on the program. If you'd like to participate in the show, you can jump in and call 888-283-7272. Check in. Get on the phone. and let's get well. 888-283-7272. It's time to stop worrying, folks, and start living. Let's get healthy together, just you and me. Your answers are just a phone call away. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That means if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. Give us a call now, 888-283-7272. Powering your health, empowering your life. That's what this show is all about. We'll kick this segment off and go with Brian. Hi, Brian. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
The reason I'm calling is I have a daughter who's going to turn 10 in 2 weeks, but even from, I think, about 2, her mother and I recognized signs in her that led us to think that she may be suffering from depression, or even at that age. She would brood and be sullen, and it's carried on throughout her life. When our second daughter was born, when she turned 4, it kind of came to a head, and at our pediatrician's advice, we took her to see a child psychologist who coached us through a couple of months of therapy, and since that time, we've returned to see him again. And we learned some exercises and drills and things like that to kind of help modify her behavior. But I think there's a root problem that all of this coaching isn't helping. And I was wondering, are there dietary plans or something like that that might be of any use to us?
What is the pediatrician, what's their final say right now when you've gone to talk with them? What are they?
Well, I don't know that there's actually a formal diagnosis right now. We've been in contact with our pediatrician again about maybe having blood work drawn and to have some testing done, but they said that, it's Brent chemicals and blood work won't reveal anything. And so we've contacted the same child psychologist again about a battery of tests he suggested that would determine whether it was a clinical problem or if it were just a mental state, I guess, or something. We haven't done those yet. They're in the mail, and we're just going to be waiting to find out what happens. But right now, to my daughter's credit, I think even she recognizes that she has problems because she'll sometimes take herself to her school counselor and talk to her about, just morass she seems to be in all the time and just feeling sad and lonely and depressed. I think it goes beyond being just, a normal 10-year-old girl. I just think there's something more to it.
Well, I definitely, if you're looking at depression and that's what you're seeing in her, I would definitely want to talk with your pediatrician and let them see about formally diagnosing it. But I mean, as a parent, your child. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's no one knows your child better than you, and you can see it, and you see the changes in her. And so that's the real challenging thing with all of it is watching her go through that. There are a lot of things you can do with depression or depressive type issues. You want to make sure that her body's functioning well and that you're giving her the right things every single day. Because if not, it's very easy for the neurotransmitters, which are the brain chemicals inside of her brain, such as serotonin, which is the big one with depression, to get off or off kilter, okay? Meaning it can be decreased in function. It can be not enough serotonin. There can be too much serotonin. There can be different things that can throw her into depression. There can also be the lifestyle things or the typical life stressors that could be doing it as well. I mean, at 10, you would think that any child would be happy-go-lucky. But, that's not the case a lot of times. Is there anything around her, there in the family life that you could think that might have thrown her into this or might be a challenge for her?
No. Her depression sometimes is, causes a lot of angst, I guess, just because she's kind of rigid in her belief systems, and I don't mean like in a faith way, but if she gets something in her head, she's real slow to yield any other way of thinking, which, can throw my wife and I into fits, but we're normal parents. I mean, we make just as many mistakes as anybody, but we're not overbearing.
Right.
We're encouraging and nurturing, I think, and we love both of our children very much. But again, we started seeing this at such a young age, and it's, it just breaks our heart sometimes to just listen to or you know, just see the strain or the pain in her face. I guess from, you know, a dietetic standpoint, one of the things the child psychologist first looked at was what she was eating, because at the time she was constipated, and he said that, believe it or not, that would might be contributing a lot to her her attitude and the problems she's having, but she's since grown out of that, so it's not there anymore.
I was just going to say, and I don't mean to cut you off, but I would go this route, just listening to you and where she is. You know, knowing that her personality type tends to be very strong-willed and opinionated, that's, you know, not a bad thing. It just is what it is. And those can be, those qualities can be very good. As you know, they can be used in great ways as she grows older. But I would look right now at getting some sound lifestyle choices made for her by the things that she's eating every day. Very simple. Because if you get that foundation laid, you can build anything on top of that. And at 10, you know, a lot of times kids, they know what they like, and you put things in front of them, and they, you know, if she's opinionated, she's probably going to like certain foods and be very strong against things she doesn't like. If she doesn't like broccoli, you know, that mouth is going to stay shut. She's probably not going to eat it. But but there's things you can do to get her to eat the right things. Because, like, in my book, Empowering Your Health, I lay out in a complete eating plan called the anti-inflammatory diet. I think it would be very good for her, because it's going to give her all the nutrients that she needs, the proteins, the fats, and the carbohydrates. Nothing will be weighed heavy on one side or the other, but she'll get a little bit of everything that she needs. And that's going to be important for her growth and development. Proteins for her cell growth, and the fats for her skin, hair, and nails, and also her hormone development. And then the carbohydrates for her energy reserves, antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals. So she's going to get everything that she needs based on the things she's eating. I would increase some supplementation, though, and I would talk to your pediatrician about it. But I'm a big fan of cod liver oil for kids, because the omega-3 fats that are in there, really important for her brain function and development. Also mental focus, as far as, you know, staying very focused. And it can keep a child out of depression. Something simple as fish oil, which cod liver oil is the best. And I would do a teaspoon a day. You could even do, I would go up to a couple teaspoons a day. She could probably handle that for a month or two, and then you can back it back down. But she should be fine with that. I would check her vitamin D levels. Because even in a child, that's important to make sure those levels are up, and it can throw a person, whether a child or an adult, into more of a depressed state on a regular basis. Now, when she's eating the foods in the anti-inflammatory diet, I would make sure she's taking the foundational four supplements as well. Because you're at a place where you want to take some little baby steps, if you will, some little daily steps to get her where she needs to be so her body can function much better than it is right now. And getting her brain chemistry leveled out, that's going to be, you'll notice it. You'll notice the things that I'm mentioning to you, which are just basic, basic foundational things, you'll notice a change in her in about a week. If you don't, then we need to go a different route. But at any rate, I wouldn't change any of the things I told you. That's just going to be our foundation. We can build on top of that. But again, blood work would be good. If you're considering that route, I think you should go that route with her pediatrician just to check some of the basic values, see where she is, and it just gives us some great tools of information to see where we need to go from there. All right, questions about your health, give us a call, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, let's go to Mike. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Yes, I was. I'm having a lot of knee pain on both my knees. I have had surgeries in both of them for torn cartilage. Just working hard, playing harder, and right. But I was also diagnosed with a bulging or herniated disc in my C6 C7 area, and that just the combination of those two issues have just, you know, kind of makes almost life unbearable.
So what are your plans right now? Has your physician suggested anything? Are you just dealing with
pain? As far as the neck, he has given me three options, which are medication that he basically prescribes patients with seizures to basically stop the signal from that nerve that that's in that area. The second option is injections, and the third option is surgery.
Okay.
And I was like, no.
None of those sound good. Yeah, and they don't. I agree. Those are, just so you know, those are standard treatments that are available. So he's not saying anything that's crazy or out of the ordinary. Those are pretty standard. But there's some other things I think that we need to get into. Because, Mike, you know, the neck issues that you have, the bulging disc and issues with your knees, those are things that can all be corrected with proper application, proper therapy, and proper treatment, but it's just going the right direction and making the right changes. We're going to talk about the health triangle that I always discuss in natural medicine that looks at the entire body. We're not just looking at the nerves, and we're not just looking at the disc and the neck. We need to look at the entire body and see how the body is affecting your overall process so that surgery really wouldn't be the best option. We just need to have some surgery on your lifestyle choices and rearrange some things in Mike's life, and I think that's going to make a huge difference. We'll talk about that when we come out of this commercial break.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
On-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining me on the program. If you need a new prescription for your life, then make an appointment with me right now. 888-283-7272. Or send me an email. Going into the break, I was talking with Mike. Mike's been dealing with several issues. He's had bulging discs in his neck and also issues with his knees. And Mike, I was telling you that although, you know, the pain, and they've given you three options of, you know, medication that's basically a seizure medication to help block the nerve impulse and also the injections and the surgery, and you don't want to go any of those routes. And I don't blame you. I wouldn't either. But you have to look at your body and the reason it's breaking down. You have to look at all three areas of the health triangle that we use in natural medicine. And if you look at all three sides, you got the mental side, the chemical side, and the structural side. And the mental side, your brain chemistry, your subconscious mind, neurotransmitters, and that sort of thing. The chemical side is how your body takes the food that you eat every single day, breaks them down, turns it into either good cells or bad cells. So it's how your physiology works, how your heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, how well they function, as well as nutritional deficiencies that might be there. So you have to look at all of that. And then also the structural side, the bones, muscles, and nerves, which, of course, you're experiencing right now. But see, one of those and all of those affect each other. So the bulging disc, I don't know. I mean, I think there's a better option. I think that you have to look at the structural part of the body and say, okay, why did these discs create a bulge in them? Why are they out of alignment? And why are they not functioning the way they need to? One of the best rehab and the best ways to correct any structural component in the body, especially when you're dealing with the spine, is either osteopathic medicine or chiropractic medicine. And so that would be a DO. The doctor would be a DO or a DC. Both of those would be very helpful, I think, in your situation. And I would encourage you to get a consultation or go meet with somebody in that field, because I think they'd be able to help you quite a bit. There's spinal decompression therapy. They can actually do that. A lot of that is for the lower back. They also do that on the neck. And what it'll do, it can help retract that little bulging disc area. So that's another thing that can help quite a bit. And then also I would consider changing the way that you're eating, because when you're dealing with a bulging disc, you're dealing with knee pain and that sort of thing. There's inflammation involved with that. So anytime there's inflammation involved with anything in your body, you need to reduce it as much as possible throughout the body. And the way you'll want to do that is by the things that you're eating. Remember, you reduce inflammation in the digestive tract, makes a huge difference all throughout the body. So the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book, Empowering Your Health, is where I would start. Very simple to follow, easy to follow, and, you know, it's not twigs and berries. There's plenty of foods you can eat and enjoy And that's where I get started. It really would. And that's what a great place you can start. And with this, I wouldn't do anything until I've had an osteopathic physician, which is a DO or a DC, a chiropractic physician, look at it and evaluate it, do the tests that they would do, do some of the treatments that they would do, and see how you come out. Because it would, there's 101 ways to take care of that, and I'm sure those physicians will be able to give you great care and put you on a path, I think, that would really surprise you. So that's the route I would go first. I would do that. Physical therapy can be good as well, but I would see those physicians first and then go into the physical therapy mode possibly after. Laser therapy can be good as well. I've seen a lot of great results with that clinically. Laser therapy is now FDA approved, and it can help regenerate cells. It can help repair tissues that are torn or damaged. It's just amazing. So that is something that I would look into as you're going through this process. Okay? So that's something to get started with. But the anti-inflammatory diet, get started with that. B vitamins are going to be important. You're dealing with nerve-related issues, any kind of nerve pain, vitamin B5, vitamin B6. And the B6 you want to do in the version of pyridoxal 5-phosphate. They have B6 in the version of pyridoxine, pyridoxal chloride, and then pyridoxal 5-phosphate is the better version of that. It's a lot easier on your body. Your body will absorb it, utilize it much better, and you'll get a better result. So that's just something to lay in there. Cod liver oil, of course, I would do a tablespoon probably twice a day as you're working on this. But when you're going through therapy, if you go see one of those physicians that I laid out for you, I think you're going to see a big change. But nothing's going to change unless you make some lifestyle changes. So the things that you're eating has to happen. It really does. And I don't want to see you have to go down that surgery route. It's very painful, and the rehab from that can be a real challenge. So I would do everything I can. I know you've rejected all three of those, and you're really looking for an answer. I would do everything I could until at the end of the day, and this is what I tell any patient, that you're sitting there and you literally can't function in life unless you have surgery. So until you're at that point, which you're not at all, until you're at that point, I wouldn't even consider it. And I would go every other route you can. Acupuncture has some great results as well, but I think with the place you are, going with a DO or DC right now is a great first point, and then we can move into something else later. But I'm here for you each and every night. So go that route, get a consultation, see what they come up with. You can always email me, or we can talk about it more here on the show. Okay? Thanks for the call, my friend. Questions about your health, give us a call, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Jonathan from Topeka, Kansas, writes, I've recently been struggling with low energy levels. I don't really know what to do. I'm tired in the morning, but it gets better throughout the day. Jonathan, that's adrenal fatigue, classic symptoms. Vitamin C and vitamin B5 will bring that up. Stay off the coffee, switch to green tea, and make sure you stay off sugar and all of those related products. Any type of processed food is going to cause you to have issues with adrenal fatigue. Thanks so much for the email. Puts another hour in the charts. This is the show that's empowering your health. If you're calling the show, we missed you. Don't forget, you can always email me. Forget about the past. It's gone. Focus on today. That's your gift. And realize your best days are still ahead. Empowering your health and empowering your life. That's what this show is all about.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years,
because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.